Good morning. A weak disturbance passing through a fast jet stream flow this morning, producing clouds and scattered showers across a good part of interior New York and New England today. Temperatures, meanwhile, have not dropped back all that much and are mainly in the 50s and lower 60s. So a mild and gusty southerly wind producing the moisture that's leading to these showers this morning. But as the energy pivots through, the trend will be toward drying things out later this morning and especially this afternoon. With breaks of sunshine and that southerly wind, highs will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. We'll have a dry evening, then another disturbance following in the footsteps of this one this morning will bring more showers our way overnight tonight. In fact, this next disturbance has more energy associated with it, so there could be more bursts of rain and even rumbles of thunder. And some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side, especially in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England with gusty wind overnight. Temperatures will be back into the 50s. Leftover showers with this disturbance for tomorrow morning, then skies turn partly sunny as that passes by tomorrow afternoon. The wind will pick up behind that disturbance, though, and become gusty at times out of the west-southwest, over 30 and even 40 miles per hour. Temperatures, meanwhile, will respond and make it back into the middle and upper 60s. Cooler air will follow as we head into the latter stages of the week. On Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s, and increasing clouds on Friday with highs staying around 60 degrees. Scattered showers with another weak disturbance passing through Friday night and a few lingering showers on Saturday morning. Then after that disturbance passes through, we'll have a good deal of sunshine for the rest of the weekend. Saturday afternoon, highs in the upper 50s and with mostly sunny skies near 60 for the day on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern New Jersey to southern New England, including Long Island and the New York City metro area, overnight tonight. Energy moving through the Ohio Valley today will intensify, producing increased deep layer forcing. This, combined with low-level moistening and destabilization, suggests that thunderstorm development will occur from the Delmarva, northern mid-Atlantic region, to southern New England. Strengthening deep-layer shear and increasing low-level shear along a 50-knot south-southwesterly low-level jet stream will prove favorable for organized storms, with damaging wind gusts and hail both possible. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, continues to issue advisories for Typhoon Vongfong, which is gaining strength as it heads towards Southeast Asia. Maximum sustained winds are now near 140 miles per hour, with gusts up to 165 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Hawarden, United Kingdom, at 7:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Fort Wayne, Indiana, at 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 37 degrees, with a south-southwest wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with fog and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 62 degrees, the dew point 54, 75% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 55, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month. 45 hundredths of an inch, which is 27 hundredths below normal, and 28.12 inches for the year, which is 2.05 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 41, and 171 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low 43. the record high 89 set in 1963, and the record low 27 in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:26 p.m. 11 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers this morning, then breaks of sun this afternoon, breezy, with highs in the 60s. Increasing clouds again tonight, with showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm overnight, with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, with a few showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds again tonight, with showers and thunderstorms overnight, and lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, with a few showers this morning, then increasing sun this afternoon, breezy, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Increasing clouds again tonight, with showers and thunderstorms overnight, and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers around this morning and breaks of sunshine this afternoon, breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm and lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with showers this morning, then breaks of sunshine this afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds again tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm overnight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers becoming windy under partly sunny skies in the mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Thursday. Increasing clouds in southern parts of the area Friday, more sunshine to the north, dry around 60. Showers Friday night and Saturday morning, then increasing sun, upper 50s. On Sunday, mostly sunny near 60, and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Monday, highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.